This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Kilton, C-H-I-L-T-O-N, first name Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, date of birth March 11, 1963, date of follow-up evaluation August 15, 2022, the chief complaint, decreased left ventricular function, the HPI. The patient is a 59-year-old male with history of diabetes. He was noted to have decreased left ventricular function, period. He was first diagnosed with congestive heart failure and told that he required a life vest, period. His left ventricular ejection fraction reportedly was 25%, period. He presents today for a second opinion, period. He has had no chest pain, period. He has had no shortness of breath, period. The past medical history, one left bundle branch block, next number diabetes type 2, next number asthma, past surgical history, bilateral knee surgery, next number penile implant, next number nasal septum, next number UPP surgery, period. The medication, trazodone daily, Trulicity Q weekly, Invokamet, INVOKAMET, 150/1000 PIC, Lipitor 10 milligrams HS, Lomax 0.4 milligrams PIC, Amaryl 4 milligrams on daily, Albendazole 6.25 milligrams PIC, Actos, excuse me, Actos 45 milligrams on daily, Turmeric PRN, and Tresco PID. The physical examination, correction review of system, is unremarkable except for abnormal glucose test. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 133/71, pulse 94, respiratory rate 20. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The examination otherwise is unremarkable. He was referred for nuclear medicine myocardial perfusion scan on August 10, 2022. This revealed an abnormally enlarged left ventricular fluid cavity at both stress and rest. There was no change between the rest and stress images, period. The findings overall were consistent with dilated cardiomyopathy, enlarged left ventricular cavity size with severe global hyperkinesis, and a reduced left ventricular ejection fraction of 6%, period. There was heterogeneous uptake in the LV myocardium compatible with attenuation from body habitus, no significant fixed or reversible defects were noted. Period. He had been referred for echocardiogram revealed dilated left ventricle with measuring 6.4 centimeters. There was severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction with paradoxical septal motion from left bundle branch block, period. All of the walls were noted to be severely hypokinetic. Left ventricular ejection fraction was documented at 20-25%. The impression patient has underlying non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next number left bundle gland clot, next number diabetes, next number hypertension. He is felt to be clinically stable. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, period. His heart rate is further noted to be mildly elevated, period. So increased carvedilol to 6.25 milligrams PO 8 hours. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation.